made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back. This is the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hey, Rick, answer me a question. Don't you miss Riot and Jailhouse 9?
Oh, yeah. I do miss it.
Yeah, Chris at Republic, I'm begging you, let's get our music back. We miss it. It puts us in the right spirit.
Yep.
For this sort of, especially a program.
Take No Prisoners.
Yeah. Folks, we're holding the third Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in October from the 11th to the 15th in Albany, New York. And it keeps on getting better. I cannot begin to... We're going to have another packed house. And anyone who attends is going to be meeting with luminaries of accomplishment from all different religious, political, and cultural communities. It's a fascinating experience. And... we will explore the BIC process in all of its glory and all of the enforcement strategies. We're also going to be, as usual, expanding on one or two enforcement strategies and a shortcut or two, which I think is going to increase our power even more. Despite all the success we've had, there's room for more, as we know. If you're interested in attending, please contact Roberta at Roberta T, as in Thomas, at Hush.com. Also, next month, September the 15th and 16th, Saturday and Sunday, we have our free Collecting in Bankruptcy conference, and we're talking about that right now, really, with Rick, as to how one might use the bankruptcy court as a hellfire enforcement strategy, and at the same time, cause an immediate halt to many of your controversies that you may be involved in judicially where you're under pressure. Rick, you asked about state citizenship. What was the question again, please?
Yeah, I was wondering how does...
I'm sorry, I've got to interrupt you. I forgot to mention, folks, please don't send Roberta an email at Roberta T about the Collecting in Bankruptcy Conference. For that, you have to send an email to Sam's free seminar at Hush.com. We are purposely keeping them segregated because you can imagine how embarrassing it would be not to have the appropriate people admitted when they show up for a conference and is in effect they registered for the wrong conference. So those are entirely segregated. Go right ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I was wondering how does the BIC program work if for state citizens who don't have Social Security numbers and who don't use the birth certificate?
Yeah, well, first of all, BIC is a commercial process that has nothing to do with state citizenship whatsoever. We work in commerce,
strictly,
which is in a way the devil's. It's a mirror image of God's law. So we have to assume that some of the commercial process that comes at us is the devil's work, but we do it at the on the instructions of the Lord based upon Scripture. Oh, my, does it follow Scripture. And it has nothing whatever to do with casting allegiance to any state, to any Caesar.
Okay.
My allegiance is to the Lord, and that's it. However... the BIC process, those bonds do not actually have a direct lineage to the birth certificate security. They can, and in fact, that's one of the changes that I'm making tomorrow after coming back from this conference. Winston and I had a long discussion about his birth certificate bond, and he's very eloquent on the value of the birth certificate. My take on the birth certificate is simply this, that it's a pawn ticket.
Good.
That when that application for the certificate of live birth was filed, mom basically confessed, I want to put him in the system and all of his or her labor for the rest of his life. That pawn ticket shows that value.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, so we're wrapping up with Rick. Rick, I'm sorry, I got distracted on the break. Where were we before the break, exactly?
Well, you were saying that, so in other words, a state citizen can use this process anyway as well.
Oh, yes, I was reflecting on the BC bond.
Right.
The BC Bond is a very powerful entity, and we know that because we've seen it work in action.
Right.
And everybody's familiar with Jim Blakely's ability to walk it into an IRS office and have
office,
CID
yep.
approve it. And the birth certificate has value. It is, in fact, it is the certification that you are in the system and that your labor has been pledged to it, so it at least has the value of that labor in a pool of funds, so to speak. But the BIC bonds do not reflect back to that. The BIC bonds stand on their own.
Ooh.
But they can reflect back to that, so you can have it any way you want. And, you know, you don't just have to follow the standard BIC protocol. We have promissory notes that reflect back to the indemnity bond and skip the offset bond. We have promissory notes that reflect back to a BC bond. We have indemnity bonds that reflect back to BC bonds and surety bonds and suretyship bonds, silver bonds. You know, that's why we try and stay focused on BIC at the meeting, but that doesn't mean you can't get creative like Burley did on behalf of that woman facing the sheriff's sale,
right,
marched in 24 hours ahead of time and and 21 silver pieces did their job.
Yep.
So, Rick, thanks for joining us. If you can get here for the conference, that's fine. Or if you can get here for the October conference, that's great, too, if you're up for that kind of an experience.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks very much, Rick. And Norman from Virginia, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing fine, Norman. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for not yelling at me.
Oh, no. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. What can we do for you? You have a foreclosure situation?
Yes, I do have a foreclosure. I did put in a bond, and it may have been a step or two that I may have missed. However, the bank, they are in possession of payment. They do have the bond, and they won't recognize it, and they haven't returned it to me. And I'm in a situation where they have hired a foreclosure, you know, an attorney. He's coming after me, and they want to foreclose on my property.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, they are in possession of payment. And so I needed some assistance. I want, maybe there was a step that's missing, and you know how these shysters or they'll overlook whatever you've done, and they won't say, well, this is the problem, or this is the defect, or whatever it may be, and they would just close on your property.
Well, they never do that. Is your state a judicial or non-judicial foreclosure state? Do you have a mortgage, or do you have a deed of trust?
A mortgage.
All right. So they have to go through the courts to foreclose on that.
And then I do have I have a mortgage on the property, and there is a deed of trust in the
property.
There
is a deed of trust. All right, it's a deed of trust state. So your state has non-judicial foreclosure?
I'm not totally sure.
You haven't been served with court papers? They're just threatening you?
Right. I have not received any court papers. Just such attorney.
All right. Let me ask you something. How familiar are you with the BIC process?
I'm looking at your negative averment. And
well, I've got 100 different negative averments scattered around those CDs. But if I say to you BIC, do you know what the words mean?
Beneficiaries in common.
Right. And you're familiar with the instruments, the indemnity bond, the offset bond, the
promissory note.
Bonded promissory notes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did you make presentment to the attorney using a notary?
To the
bank using a notary?
No, I didn't. I guess, and more than likely, that's probably the problem because I didn't use
that.
You know,
you're sort of on your own here because if you don't exert any kind of influence to put it this way, here you are. Serving an instrument which, if it was recognized, could end the mortgage system as we know it today, the biggest cash cow in America. So you might want to consider, if you're going to attempt to resolve this privately, that you do it in a way that allows you to exert influence over the process. And that's why we developed a procedural strategy, so to speak, which I call BIC, using technology that I invented, using technologies that other people invented,
mm-hmm.
which just all seem to gel at the same time. And it involves always notary presentment, notary due presentment. Just like if you listen to the first hour of the program, you know how important I believe it is for a notary to make the demand for payment.
Yes.
So we use a notary to make due presentment and demand for payment. The notary would present the instrument. The notary would present the fiduciary instructions. The notary would probably present a significant foreign advisory or administrative letter and process to the CFO of the bank. And then if the banker holds the instrument and does not appropriately post the payment to the account,
mm-hmm.
then we would look to our enforcement strategies, and they're substantial. The enforcement strategies include dozens of things that one might consider, but it all starts off of that notary's certificate of non-performance and or non-payment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume you're not all that familiar with the processes because you didn't follow them. You did a sort of an ex parte presentment of a payment instrument, assuming that they treat it like a check, and nothing
mm-hmm.
could be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm. I've tried the notary depot, and I didn't do too well when I utilized the site. I don't know what I did wrong.
Well, their job isn't to train people. They're not interested in training people in BIC process or commercial process. That's like going to going to a the carpenters union and trying to and instead of hiring a carpenter, asking them to teach you how to do carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
You see my point?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not going to happen that way.
I was just trying to get in. I didn't even make any connection when I tried to utilize the site. That's what I'm saying. I never even made any contact.
Well, it's not a website. It's an email address.
Well,
NotaryDepot@hush.com. All you got to do is send them an email. Don't even write anything in it. Just say in the subject line, "Need a notary, State of Virginia," and they'll
mm-hmm.
get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know this process first. Do you know any of the people who attended the conference?
Unfortunately, I couldn't make it to the conference.
Do you know any of the attendees? Have you met any of the mentors?
No, I haven't, Sam.
All right. It doesn't sound like you're on too tight a deadline, because there are a million ways to slow these guys down. You probably know some of those, not the least of which is asking him, what did he do with the payment? I mean, you could start the notary process that way. You send a letter of due presentment or a 3-day offer of immunity, which we have as part of the BIC process, which says, on such and such a date, it's been reported to me that on such and such a date, this particular party, Norman, whomever, served you with with bonded promissory note number such and such in the amount of whatever, $10 million, $200,000, whatever it is. And it's been reported to me that the instrument last seen in your possession has disappeared. And you can go from there and say, what happened to the funds? Or you can use that as a delaying strategy, or you can use that as a beginning enforcement strategy. You can have the notary represent another instrument and recall the first instrument for their failure to honor it. I mean, what would happen if you sent someone check number 120 and 3 months later it hasn't cleared your checkbook? Issue a stop check and maybe issue another instrument. So we're recalling the other instrument for cause, namely that you haven't cashed it. Here's a new instrument which also includes the Secretary of the Treasury as a beneficiary on the instrument, and he's entitled to half the funds. So
okay.
that would get you into the BIC process real fast.
Sam, I sent them I sent out a bond, and I sent what I had to send to the Secretary of State. You know, accepted my birth certificate and so forth and so on. UCC. I did all of that. And they haven't
responded to you other than get an attorney. So, when people start to tell me all the things they did that led to the situation that they're in, my ears start to close up a little bit, because I'm more interested that they start thinking about what the solution is to the problem, as opposed to focusing in on the procedures that they've done. Now, I may be a little sensitive to that. I was raised by patriots who spent every minute of the day telling the stories about all the failed stuff they did in the past, and I got a little tired of it. So we'll pick this up after the next break, Norman, and see what we can come up with. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Friends, welcome back. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is starting to get interesting, my friends, because I had my producer talking in my ear on the commercial while he had someone else on the line who was wondering where he can get information on BIC. And he said, "But I don't have time to hang around." And so we have to say things like, "Well, download all the programs since last April." Or go on the web and look at the various links that are there, or attend a conference or something, but it takes time. Norman, let me ask you a few questions, all right?
Yeah.
Norman,
mm-hmm.
you have a promissory note in and on a potential foreclosure, and the bank is proceeding full steam ahead, correct?
Well, what it is I have a bond in, but I don't have the promissory note, and my question
all right,
on that.
So you have payment in. You
yes.
have some form of payment in, and the bank's proceeding.
Yes.
Am I summarizing this accurately?
That's correct, yes.
And you want to know what to do about it, so I'm going to ask you some pointed questions.
Sure.
Did you make notary presentment of any instrument?
No, I haven't.
No. Have you prepared a 1099-C to report the gain if they fail to honor the instrument?
No, I have not.
Have you prepared a treasury liquidation process on the instrument?
No, I have not.
Have you considered or prepared anything to go into court and file a complaint or a confession of judgment to bring them in to testify or to get your judgment?
No, I have not.
Have you petitioned the Secretary of the Treasury or prepared anything to petition him to issue distress warrants to the marshals in that district to go and seize the property?
No, I have not.
Have you prepared a commercial lien?
No.
All right. Now, I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I don't feel bad.
I'm trying to... Good. I appreciate your good heart here. I'm trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, you shouldn't start these procedures unless you know where you're heading with them, or else you'll be in trouble. So my suggestion here, Norman, is that you get yourself a quick education in these things and decide which of these strategies might make sense for you under those circumstances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was me, I would head back to ground zero, and I would start the BIC process. It doesn't take very long to start. You can certainly have indemnity bonds on file and have a promissory note out and in the mail in 4 days. Although, if you don't know what you're doing, it might take a week to really understand the papers, prepare them, and all that kind of stuff. It would help to work with somebody. And
yes,
if you send an email
mm-hmm.
to Sam Kennedy, actually send it to takenoprisoners@hush.com,
mm-hmm.
then perhaps we can put you in touch with a mentor or two. However, the mentors have been so busy, I'm not sure that there'll be someone available who would be able to work with you on this. My suggestion is that it would make sense for you to get up for the conference in October. October is not that far away, where are we? The end of August, a month and a half or so. And certainly you can delay these people down there a month and a half. A simple letter to the attorney as to what happened to the payment. Payment was made on such and such a date, or a letter through a notary to the attorney would certainly get his attention and
slow down
the process.
But I have indicated to the foreclosure attorney that payment has been received by the lender. I do have a certified, the green card from the green card when you put it into when you send it out certified. And they wrote me a letter saying, look, this is bogus. Get payment in and, we're going to close and, we're going to foreclose on you and they sending me letters of, well, you have options, you can do this and you can do that, and hurry up and do it because, of course, it's, if a person is not, if they don't have any other.
What are you asking me, Norman?
I hope that I can get a mentor that I can work with and, BIC makes a lot of sense. It makes
all right. So why don't you send an email over to takenoprisoners@hush.com and take it from there, and hopefully there'll be someone available to help you in that general area.
Mm.
All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
So thank you for calling in, Norman, and, we're going to move to the next call in just a moment. Before we do, there's probably something I could mention regarding Norman's case. Norman, are you still on the line? There is a process. Norman, still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here, Sam.
All right, Norman, as there is another approach one could take. I don't really necessarily recommend this, but you should be aware that in order to remove you, if they foreclose and they sell the property, the next owner is going to come by and say, I want you out of here, and you're going to say, you'll have to remove me, and they'll start an unlawful detainer action. And under an unlawful detainer action, in order for them to remove the party, it has to be a party that does not have a right to possession. In other words, a party that does not have, it has to be someone other than a tenant in peaceful possession. We're going to pick that up after the break, folks. There is a way you can just sit in that property indefinitely. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Friends, I'm going to spend 2 minutes without interruption just going over a very simple process that you can do if you're in a foreclosure situation and you really don't have time to undertake BIC. Norman, I believe you have plenty of time to do BIC if you just get the education to do it and then take that house back. But here's something you can do. First of all, title and possession are two different things. Most of you understand that. And a purchase and all of the other transactions which occur regarding a house only address the issue of title. In order to remove you once they sell the property after foreclosure, in order for the new owner to remove you, he has to undertake an unlawful detainer action in court. And if you're in peaceful possession of the house, then it's actually possible for you to construct a master-tenant agreement, basically a landlord-tenant agreement, in which you can remain in the house as the tenant. And the tenant is a peaceful tenant, not an adverse tenant who's behind in his payments or who's wrecking the property or anything of that sort. And you can do that by invoking Article 9. And under Article 9, it basically says that if the possessor of the house does not breach the peace, then he's entitled to hang on to the house, because Article 9 recognizes the difference between possession and title. So you could wait until you arrive at court with this tenants agreement and open up a registered letter you send to yourself, which is properly sealed, open it up right in the eyes of the court, and say, here's my master tenant agreement. And it might specify things such as that it's a 99 years and a day lease, that your heirs have a right of succession on it, it has a severability clause, the owner agrees to provide the maintenance and the police protection, it can be subleased, all sorts of things like that. And by the way, this lease would have to be between the owner and the tenant. The owner of all property is the state in these United States, so you would actually forge this agreement with the head of that state, which would be the governor of the state, and you would do this by notary process and signing on behalf of the governor, but it wouldn't be an agent signature for the governor. It would be the straw party. The straw party is the fiduciary for the state, right? That's the commercial entity, the transmitting utility in which you operate. So you'd have a landlord-tenant agreement approved by the governor of the state by silent acquiescence, and you would bring that in on the case, and you might even have an affidavit which is issued indicating that the tenant is in good standing. It's a tenant in peaceful possession of the property, because that's the only issue that could be considered in an unlawful detainer, is who has the right to possess the property in question. So I'm not going to say more about that now. That's something you can figure out on your own. But and that is not my idea, by the way. That comes straight from Winston Shrout this past weekend, and something from his past that he dabbled in. He actually held the house for 3 years until he decided to get rid of it. And he did that by holding the position as a peaceful tenant. So I wish you good luck, Norman. I don't necessarily recommend that approach, but it's something if someone doesn't have a lot of time or refuses to get the experience to be able to simply pay off and redraft the contract, that you might want to consider. Thanks for calling, Norman. Folks, we have had good success with foreclosure, and sometimes very quickly, in 2 or 3 weeks, a settlement statement is available indicating that there's a zero balance on the account. Jack in Texas, welcome to the program.
First-time listener. I've been out of the loop the last year or so on some of these issues, but I'm somewhat familiar with, I guess to some degree, with commercial presentments, UCC filings, straw man type stuff, but whatever. This is my first time listening to you. The question I asked the call person that I originally spoke to was...
My producer, Manny.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, Manny.
Take a bow, Manny. All right, Jack. You asked
there's
him
not a
how
particular
can you
website.
Get more...
You keep referring to this BIC process.
Right. All right. Jack, let me make it short and sweet, because most of our listeners know a lot about the process. May I suggest a couple of things? Number one, that you go back and download all of the Take No Prisoners programs in the archives since last April. It won't take you long to get up to speed. Secondly, send me an email at takenoprisoners@hush.com, and we'll be happy to send you over transcripts of those programs that we have transcripts on. Thirdly, BIC stands for Beneficiaries in Common. It's a wonderful approach, Jack, where bonds are placed with Treasury depositing to the United States Treasury on behalf of the straw person account and the birth certificate account and any other accounts that we name on the bond, such as IRS, a particular court, a state tax agency, a dealership, a mortgage company, whatever. And then we write promissory notes against those funds, and the promissory notes are 50% to the benefit of the Secretary of the Treasury. So when the other parties receive those promissory notes and fail to act, we can ask them, what did you do with the funds, with $5 million, $50 million, whatever it may be, belonging to the Secretary of the Treasury? And by the way, here's an affidavit of negative averment for you to disprove the presumption that you stole $50 million of public funds belonging to the Department of Treasury. So it's a pretty novel, interesting, and effective approach. It's very extensive in its process. And the best way to learn more, it has been through this program and attending the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in Albany, New York. That's a 5-day event, Jack, like nothing anyone's ever attended, including me. I was shocked at the energy and the effectiveness of this conference, but it was my vision to try and train mentors to take the technology out, develop new technology, grow with it, and organize their groups. And it's spreading around the world like wildfire. So in
a
nutshell...
October 10th through 15th in Albany, a particular hotel or where?
Well, all you have to do is send an email to Roberta T., as in Thomas, at hush.com, and she'll give you a registration form. It's actually by invitation only, so you'll have to fill out a brief application, and then she'll let you know what all the arrangements are.
So Roberta T. at...
Hush.com.
Hush.com.
Yeah. Thanks, Jack. It's nice to hear a guy who's been at it a while and come back into the fold. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good night. Claudia in Pennsylvania. Is this for Claudia? I think it is.
Yes, it probably is.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Okay, good, good. Sam, I have a case with Citibank, credit card matter. I presented the court with the, or the notary presented the court with the bonded promissory note, and the judge wrote back to me from his chambers. It says judge's chambers right on the top of the letterhead. This is the first time I ever had something like this. But he is saying that it would be a conflict of interest for him to send out mail in order to assist parties in litigation before it. And he is not processing the bonded promissory note as per the fiduciary instructions. I sent that back to him with a offer of immunity.
But did he, Claudia, retain the note?
He did. He did retain it.
Let me interrupt you there. Folks, wouldn't you like to own a company in which people send you money and then you say, I'm not going to honor it, but I'm going to hang on to the instrument anyway? I'm going to start a company like that. We're going to call it the Two-Way Money Street. Actually, we're going to call it the One-Way Money Company. Send us your money. We'll deny having received it, but we'll spend it.
Okay, yes. And the thing is, on the public side, he put a judgment against me, which, of course, I put in a motion for reconsideration and said that the purported debt is paid. It's there's no controversy. The case is closed. And he wrote back to me and said, "Well, your motion is denied." You know. So okay, before I pulled out any heavier artillery, like a suspicious activities report or a proposed criminal complaint and all of that, I wanted to make sure that I'm on. You know, I didn't want to come on too hot and heavy if he really doesn't. See, it's a very small, it's like a one-horse town, you know. I mean, it's very rural, and he's like the only judge in the county, you know. So I'm thinking.
Not for long.
I'm sorry?
Not for long.
Well, okay.
All right, I understand your question. Time is short, Claudia, so
yes.
I'm
okay.
going to get right down to the answer.
Yes.
All right? First of all, nobody should do anything that they're not comfortable with. Everybody who hears the sound of my voice, please take note of that. No one should undertake a process with which they have discomfiture. And if the mad dog in the pit of the stomach is telling you, this ain't for me, then it ain't for you. I would listen to that inner voice, as my daughter would say. So, the things I'm about to discuss are for entertainment purposes only, as is this whole program. No one should go out on a limb because Sam Kennedy said this or Sam Kennedy said that. It would be foolish of you to take anything I say as advice and bet the farm on that. If it was me, I would be introducing myself to that judge by way of a 3-day offer of immunity, and I would give him some sample documents of what's coming in the future. Number one, I would tell him, thank you very much for the courtesy of the private letter. And that, by the way, brings me to another thought. I wouldn't be putting motions into their court. You're coming in equity, and you're, if you can resolve this on the private side, that's where it needs to be resolved. To heck with his judgment, because there are ways to handle that we'll get to in a minute. But I would thank him for the courtesy of the private response and give him another letter rogatory, and this would be a 3-day offer of immunity. And in it, I might, well, you've seen, you know our 3-day offers of immunity.
Yes.
And I would certainly be saying to him, thank you for your confession to the status of holder in due course. Because that's what he said. I have the instrument. I'm not going to honor it.
Uh-huh,
so
yes.
the liability is paid. And now I'm deeply concerned that whatever the amount of money is in your possession belonging to the Secretary of the Treasury has disappeared. So I'd like to give you a 3-day opportunity to avoid the following, or a 3-day opportunity to clear your name and disprove the assumption, disprove the presumption that you're a thief and a liar. Now, I might not use that language,
mm-hmm.
but certainly give him an opportunity to clear his name by way of this attached affidavit of negative averment, so you can disprove the presumption that you stole the funds.
Yes.
And here are some of the things that we'll undertake if the 3-day offer expires without your acceptance. And I might give him a copy of a 1099-C,
yes.
Which has written in big red letters across it diagonally, proposed draft copy, please edit to your taste. That's a good one. And you might even mention in the letter that if he fails to edit it, that'll be his agreement, his consent, that it's fine the way it is. I might include a first page of a commercial lien. I might include a mention of Treasury liquidation. I might include a criminal complaint or a proposed draft copy for his editing of the criminal complaint or the letter that we have now to petition the Secretary for distress warrants. And 3 days later, if he doesn't act, bingo.
Right.
Treasury liquidation. However, let me just mention, Treasury liquidation is changing. And as of very recent times, we're going to be sending Treasury liquidation to one of the 6 CID campuses of IRS rather than to Treasury to save time. And we're requiring them to act and seize those funds within 72 hours. That is their duty.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that can be done, Claudia, but I might give him a very... You're a cordial, gentle woman, and I might give him a gentle woman's draft of a 3-day offer of immunity saying, I really don't want to do A, B, and C, and D, but that's what's going to happen. And by the way, here's your judgment back, accepted for value. And here's another promissory note to show my good faith on the judgment for another $100 million. And every time he doesn't accede to my demands, my lawful demands, I'm going to ding him with another promissory note and up the ante. The next one will be $100 million, or maybe I'll just add a zero to it.
I see. Okay. All right. Thanks
so
very much,
only
Sam.
Claudia.
Yes.
Only you can decide. You know, now you've been sending a lot of people to the Law Merchant Conference. I've seen your name all over half a dozen emails that Roberta forwarded to me. So thank you very much.
Good.
But it indicates to me you're working with people and you're staying active and you're developing your skills. And that's the point that I want to make, that there are focuses of activity all over the country, all over the world now, just like you, Claudia, that are having success and whose skills are growing prodigiously. Why don't you see if you can resolve that whole thing entirely on the private side?
Yes, I sure will.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless, Claudia. All right, folks. That brings us to 10:49, almost the end of the program. Why don't we go back to plaintiff's procedures? Actually, maybe we should spend another minute on Claudia's situation. It is in everybody's best interest to avoid the courtroom like the plague, if at all possible. Private settlement is the way to make it happen. And the way private settlement happens, the way private settlement is enforced, is by placing the public official, if he isn't cooperative and playing by the rules of public policy, placing him in a difficult choice scenario. So we have many, many private methods that I just briefly discussed with Claudia that we can follow. And we can repeat them and keep upping the ante and letting him know when we're upping the ante. We're not being weak. We're not avoiding going to court. We're just increasing the liability until they come calling to collect all of it. And they will come calling. But if you feel pressed and you must move into the public, do it as a plaintiff. And we're going to, believe me, in the last 4 minutes of the program after this break, we're going to tell you how to do that. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, welcome to America.
Welcome back, folks. This is the final segment of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm going to talk fast. Look, if you feel you must go in the public, why not go in as a plaintiff? The goal of that action is either to get your judgment, get a positive judicial review of your administrative process, which is very hard to do, by the way, because they loathe the idea. They will commit felonies to hide the fact that you can settle cases privately. Or it's to put them in a position where they have to come in and testify. And if you're successful at doing that, I guarantee the case will disappear. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, when you go in, you must bond up the case. So you want bonds in place. You want to make it known in your pleadings that you are the creditor to the action coming in through the transmitting utility straw man plaintiff. You want to make sure that you use negative averment liberally in what you're doing. You do not want to testify, and you want their records to be the evidence in the file. You want to make sure all evidence is placed into the evidence file by a notary or even in open court, but not just into the case file, which is just like a catch-all place. It's basically a file jacket where anything having to do with the case is parked. Now, you will also want to make sure that you do not use Ferns as a filing fee, but an affidavit of inform of pauperis where you list with a double vertical line dollar sign zero for each of the assets. Very simple to construct, or we have them available, and they're floating around as well, thanks to our friend Kevin. Then the easiest thing to do is a confession of judgment, a judgment by confession using the confession of judgment that is perfected in two of our four methods of presenting bonded promissory notes. Stage one, option three, and option four. One is a commercial lien, and one is a comprehensive administrative process. Either one has confession of judgment. If the clerk agrees to sign off on it when you get her on the phone, then that's all you have to do. If the clerk does not agree to sign off on it and it's going to go to court, then you may have to back it up. If the judge denies it, which you would have to do sua sponte because it's an ex parte document, it does. You don't have to give notice to the other side. It's a judgment by confession. There's stipulation that the case is over. The other side doesn't have to agree. Anybody can bring that into the courthouse. So if the judge sua sponte, on his own volition, decides to violate that agreement, then you might have to take the judge into process, or you might have to reopen it with a petition to reconsider and bring the other side in with a demand for a bill of particulars and a summons. Any case you file, you want to first ask the clerk for subpoenas. You know, ma'am, I need a dozen subpoenas for this case. It's a complicated case. Would you please sign those and so I can leave here with them today? And if she declines to give them to you, just ask her for one and tell her to put her name on the top of it, because you're going to sue her and bring her into court. Imagine going in and saying, look, I want to file a lawsuit against you. And a standard lawsuit is a simple two-page complaint, which you write up based upon your administrative remedy judgment, the notary's binding administrative judgment, with a petition for summary judgment following it right in a minute later. And we have many of those on the CDs. The summary judgment is based upon the pleadings. All the evidence is there. There is nothing else. We'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. Please join me next Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Good night and God bless, friends.
It's true.